Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from April 12th until the 19th, as we are now on the other side of the Libra full moon and approaching a very dynamic Aries solar eclipse on April 19th. We will be talking about that energy in today's podcast episode. And I'd also like to share that I just did a separate podcast for you on April 10th, discussing that energy even more because it is one of the biggest eclipses of this decade so far. And it is that significant. However, the energies tend to play out over time, especially with this one, where the energies are going to start this month and play out into 2024. So it's good to note that in terms of understanding how the energetics are working and what's at stake, what's at play, and how this is impacting our collective consciousness and where we're going to go next. What is opening up? What is being revealed? What's coming through, especially for you at an individual level? Meaning, what parts of yourself are so strong right now? They've been healing, developing, growing, perhaps even clearing out some very big parts of your life, big parts of your energy. And now there is new energy rising up. So before I dive into the astrology of this week, which by the way, there is not a lot of transiting aspects occurring this week. In fact, we only have Venus in Gemini squaring Saturn in Pisces, while that Saturn in Pisces sextiles the North Node in Taurus. So those are the two main aspects of this week, in addition to the Aries solar eclipse. And I will go into those energies in just a moment, but I want to start with a very important message that has been coming through quite powerfully that I share with you, hoping it resonates, hoping it supports you. As always, take what resonates and what connects and leave the rest. But the energy that I've been feeling and seeing is that it's really important right now to look at what needs to be neutralized in your life. What is being neutralized? What is being brought to a point of no longer getting to you or disturbing you or triggering you? What parts of your world are ready to just be smoothed out by your choice and your free will, determined by how you want to use your energy and say, I'm not going to engage in that anymore. I'm not interested in that anymore. That no longer speaks to me. That no longer gets to me. There isn't an energetic connection. And this neutralizing of energies is very important right now, especially with Pluto at 0 degrees of Aquarius. The 0 degree point is of pure potential. It's a point of really opening up to what's possible now, what's going to happen next. What do I actively choose? What do I choose from my own place of knowingness, from my power, from a sense of really understanding who I am at this point in my journey? What do I actively choose? And therefore, what do I actively neutralize? Meaning the energy is calm and clear for you. And I'm seeing this as a beautiful visualization of crystalline light orbs coming in, coming through, perhaps even receiving them and feeling them at a physical, energetic level of your being, even being downloaded to your cells. So really infusing all of your energy systems with this beautiful crystalline orb of light that comes in and calms, smooths, soothes away anything where you could just feel a shift. You could feel that something has shifted in you. You're calm, you're clear, you're good, you're detached. It's no longer interfering or stirring up anything within you. This is a gift of Pluto at 0 degrees of Aquarius, where you can actively choose which parts parts of your experience and of your energy, you're going to neutralize, you're going to allow it to be whatever it is, and it's going to be something that not only calms and supports your energy, but then it opens up all of these new potentials and possibilities that you can redirect yourself to now. So what are you actively choosing that you're complete with and you're done and there's no longer perhaps cords of attachment, you're no longer triggered or engaged, you're no longer involved in certain energies? This is a big deal. When you look at it through the soul's journey, where you could feel like certain karmic circles have just cleared out, certain karmic cycles are no longer a part of your experience, certain soul contracts, interactions, relationships, themes, healing energies, whatever it might be, you could just feel that now they are null and void. They're voided out because you're no longer engaged or connected. You're no longer participating. Your energy has shifted away. It's grown away. You've leveled up. And that's one of the very big energies right now. This is what the universe is activating within us. This is a huge invitation. Stepping up, power up, level up, whatever that means to you. And it doesn't even have to be something external. It doesn't have to be something that others would see or notice. But you claim it. You're aware of it. You've understood what you've been healing or working through, or the karmic lessons, the ongoing themes. Maybe it's felt like you can't get that monkey off your back, and now it's just gone. It's just done. There's things that you're really feeling strongly have shifted for you, and this is a celebration. This is a beautiful demonstration of how you have powerfully used your energy to work with what you know and also to reinforce your own intentions, your own choices, your own power, and ultimately your own light, the expansion of your light. So I'm seeing this crystalline light orbs coming in, coming down to help us smooth out anything, to release and let go, and return it to a neutral point. And this is important to understand because there's also the beautiful gifts of what you've learned, of what you've come to understand about what you've been involved in or what you've been through, where it's not like you're just erasing it. No, there's something here where you're like, yeah, this is what I've experienced. I've been through this. It was hard. It was tough. It was challenging. There were times I couldn't find my way. It brought me to my knees. It brought me to the bottom of the ocean. It's been a lot. It's been a lot. But this is a rising up. This is a rising up of energies right now where the universe is saying, we see, we know that you've been working really hard. This is the shift you've been wanting and waiting for. This is where you've been trusting powerfully, and now the openings are here. And this is a big energy signature associated with this Aries solar eclipse that's opening up new pathways that are now available to you, but only because of what you have invested in, where you have grown, what you have healed, the work you've done. So this is where those new energies are coming in, and they're showing you how much you have grown, how much you have evolved in only one lifetime. Like, let's recognize that. In only one lifetime, we have been supported in evolving in leaps and bounds. We have moved across some very big energies, and we've moved through some very dark tunnels, some very dark tunnels. And yet it's important to note that you always were traveling with your own light and with your soul's presence, your soul's wisdom. So I feel like we're stepping out into this whole new foreign territory of energies. And this Aries solar eclipse is also about fortifying your sense of self. What you are here to do on your own terms that doesn't require anyone else's agreement, understanding. This is a very independent energy signature. This is where you could feel the energies are shaking you up and tossing out people or tossing out experiences or situations that just aren't needed anymore. They're going overboard. They're being pushed off of the ship. They're no longer needed. And there's energy here that is also not only independent, but could even be rebellious, could be a little defiant, could be like, ain't no one telling me how to live my life. No one is going to get in the way of what I'm here to do in this lifetime because I know more of who I am. I know more about my frequency. I know more about my strengths, my gifts, my path, and how all of that is opening up right now. All of that is basically creating this whole new playing field that is not linear. It's not 3D. It's not like you have to stay within these four walls and a roof and a floor. No, it blows all that away and opens us up to these quantum potentials, these energies that can also feel quite chaotic and overwhelming when there isn't the linear structure. So that's part of what we're moving into. That's part of what is opening up. And it's also meant to be at its core an energy of freedom. Freedom from something that maybe you felt was very much caging you or trapping you. Something where someone told you, well, these are the rules and you have to follow the rules. Well, that's very Capricorn. And we've had the big energies in Capricorn over the previous few years where we had Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto moving through Capricorn. This is the way we do things. This is the way we've always done things. Pluto in Capricorn has been deconstructing all of that, dismantling, destroying, revealing what's been happening in the underbelly of those Capricorn energies. Now the energies in Aquarius are about it's all open. The playing field is open. You can do what you want, but it's important to know who you are, to know who you are energetically in order to follow what is true for you. That vision, that future self, that energy that is you across multiple dimensions, but you have a frequency that travels with you across those realms. And this is a time when more people are stepping away from the traditional path, from what they thought they had to do or what they thought was required of them. This is also why energetically we're going to see things crumbling that have kept people captive in roles or situations that aren't their true self. And this is a tough thing to go through. I don't want to make light of it. Any kind of job layoff or closures or things shutting down is very hard, especially when we get into how it affects our finances, our families, our livelihood. All of that is difficult, especially right away or when you're blindsided, when it's a surprise, you didn't realize your company was going to lay off 7,000 people. So I want to be very aware of the human effect and what comes up for us when we have these types of experiences. But as we go higher, and it's necessary to go higher right now, as we go higher into what is dismantling and crumbling, is that we have more of these quantum light rays coming through that are opening us up and taking us out of anything that isn't really part of your truth frequency. And that is Pluto in Aquarius, the truth frequency. So we're going to have ongoing changeovers and things shutting down and layoffs. But if you can go higher to see that it does play out by honoring the soul's truth frequency, meaning it then redirects people to more of what they can do now, what's available to them next, what might not have been available to them previously, where now you can see, oh, wow, I never would have thought of this as a potential career path or a job I could do, but the other options have all closed down. They've all disappeared or they're no longer hiring. They're no longer available. It isn't only about jobs. It's about how the energy on the planet is shifting as humanity's core energy shifts and evolves. Now we need new things that match up with that, that remind us of what it means to be human. So yes, we have all of these technologies coming out now that have been worked on for decades, by the way. All of the AI, the cloning, the virtual reality, everything that's now coming out for the public has been worked on for many decades. And so here it comes out and it shifts our daily lives. It shifts what we thought we would do or how we would spend our time. But it's important to remain in our power, especially as humans, especially as these beings with beating hearts and blood flowing through us. There is nothing that can duplicate that 100%. So this is about powering up our humanity, powering up what we do for one another that cannot be replaced, that cannot be duplicated, that continues to honor our authenticity. And this could be part of the redirect for many people, is that we're looking at, well, what can I do that can't be automated because it's something that is a core human need or something that is vital to humanity's existence. This is also going to open up new jobs, new potentials, new ways of using our energy that we didn't see before. And with astrology, it's important to note that there's a timing of these themes. There's a timing to these cycles. And so there could be things that you always thought about and it just was never the right time. Well, this year and next year, maybe that pathway expands or new doors open up that reveal to you, now is the time. Now is when I'm ready. Now is when the universe is saying it's go time. And to understand too, that you're going to take with you what you've learned and developed along the way. Even if there's things in your world that are happening and here you are taking an extreme right turn or left turn and you're realizing, oh my goodness, this is all new. But you have what you need and you've accumulated what you need along the way. So as I said, this is going to be a theme that is strong for a few years. And it's important to note that. It's important as well to just work with that in terms of working with it at a personal level, working with your emotions and your nervous system, working with your mind, your ego, all parts of yourself so that you can adjust to these new developments, these new potentials that maybe we didn't think were possible before, but here they are, they're showing up. And this also relates directly to our energy systems, how our energy systems are powering up. And we are made to be working with more of our energy systems and our spiritual gifts than ever before. We're going to see a lot more people opening up their third eye and their crown chakra, trusting their intuition, trusting things outside of the mind or outside of linear thought, trusting more of the energetics, trusting their body more. This is exciting. This is where we are evolving what we as a species are capable of. But we have to work with it in the ways that not only continue to support us in being grounded and clear on the planet, but also allow us to keep evolving in a way that supports how we want to live the best possible lives for ourselves. The eclipse opens all of this up. And you could also have deep knowingness of what you're capable of now, deep knowingness of what you're good at. And you didn't think it would be a job. You didn't think it would be part of your life path. And maybe it isn't just your job. Maybe it's something else in your life that you feel is drastically changing. It's permanently changing, which is how Pluto operates, because Pluto wants to advance you. You're being advanced. And that doesn't mean it's always smooth or easy, and that it will have its challenges, but to understand that's part of the bigger picture can at least connect you to a peace in your being, a peacefulness of what is unfolding and why. There's also a rapidness to this energy. It accelerates, it moves fast. There's things that will develop and come up in a way that could be very startling or shocking, almost like you feel like, oh, this is happening too fast. I need a breather. So the energies are going to pick up, and that's going to simply be part of how we're learning to work with our own energy systems even more. Before I started recording this podcast, I was thinking about these messages coming in and the importance of neutralizing, as well as why it's vital right now to keep moving forward and to trust the timing of what's showing up for you. And it reminds me that I've always had a job since I was 15 and a half. I've always worked. I've always had to work. And that's how I have grown up. That's what I've also valued, is the importance of good work and what that means. I've had jobs in many different industries, from hospitality to retail to office work to sales to marketing, digital, blah, blah, blah. And all of that was exactly right on time for what I needed to understand and learn and then take it forward. So we're advancing here. You're going to take things forward, not only from this lifetime, but from other lifetimes, from other timelines that are going to play into what is unfolding for you now. And it's almost like we get the ability to discern what we take forward, what we need, what we're good at, what we want to do, as well as what we've learned from other positions, other roles, other jobs, other titles. And I'm focusing on this theme because Aquarius is very much about how you trust and follow your soul mission, your soul work, how you really apply it in a way that's unique and different, and what that does to power up your energy. So part of this quantum advancement and the quantum developments that we're going to see, especially into 2044, yes, over 20 years, we're entering into new territory with Pluto in Aquarius, changing our world. And that means we are active, vital components of that. And it's also big opportunities for us to honor our unique gifts and our knowingness. So this is a week where, again, you want to neutralize, calm down, smooth over anything that you don't need going forward. You're just calling it. Right? You're calling it. It's done. It's over. I'm good. I got it. I've learned. I've healed. And on you go. So that's important here because I feel like after this eclipse, the energies are going to feel a little bit busier, perhaps hectic. Now, we are going to have Mercury retrograde in Taurus starting on April 21st, and that is going to be very grounding. I feel like that's going to be a wonderful gift to help us focus, slow down, observe ourselves, and not get too carried away. But in the meantime, there is this sense of what is ramping up for you that, again, maybe you're just feeling it physically and energetically. You're feeling it emotionally or spiritually. And it's because of how the pulse of the cosmos is shifting. And we are always in a dynamic communication with these energies. And that's really what's going to be significant, not only this week, but beyond. But beyond just this one week on the calendar. Now, on April 14th, Venus in Gemini is going to make a square to Saturn in Pisces. And this is the first time that Venus in Gemini has squared Saturn in Pisces for nearly 30 years. So it's a very different energy signature, where Venus in Gemini, she's very smart and curious. She likes to know a lot. She can talk very well. She's able to express herself, and she wants to look for choices and decisions. So she's problem solving, and she's looking for what details do I need to figure out? What can I plan? What's going on? There's a busyness to Venus in Gemini. But when she squares Saturn in Pisces on April 14th at 3 degrees, there is something she has to let go of. And Saturn in Pisces is removal. He changes the plans. So Venus in Gemini has something planned. Saturn in Pisces says, no, we're going to let this go. I'm going to take this away. It's almost like you're holding on to something, and Saturn in Pisces comes through and like pries it out of your fingers and takes it away. And the square is the frustration of, what do I do with this? But I want this. But Saturn is saying it's not the right time. Well, chances are there could be something else that then shows up or comes through. There's something else that will be a better idea, a better plan. But this square between Venus in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces at 3 degrees is removing a choice, an option, an idea, something that you had planned on. And that Saturn in Pisces is also showing us how well we are able to remain flexible and adaptable, how we can just be okay with something that is being removed, even when it's disappointing. So it's like, oh, I'm bummed. I really wanted to go to that. I really was planning on that. And now it's not happening. Saturn in Pisces can also be the weather. Pisces is the weather, water, storms, rain. And so maybe something is rained out. Maybe it is swept away or just removed. So it's good to be aware of that, because it could be a disappointment, but there is going to be a bounce back energy here. There could be something else that comes through, it gets rebooked, it shows up again. But just know that Venus squaring Saturn is a disappointment, asking us to remain flexible, asking us to look at, okay, if it wasn't the right time, so be it. Something else will show up, something else will come around. Now, the Saturn in Pisces is sextiling the North Node in Taurus at 4 degrees. And this is a long-term transiting aspect. It happens for 10 days. It starts April 14th and 15th and goes until April 25th, 26th. So it's a long-term transiting energy here, where this Saturn in Pisces working with the North Node in Taurus, I feel it's about removing quantity and focusing on quality. What are you upgrading in your energy? What are you upgrading in what you want, what matters to you? Because Saturn in Pisces is going to support that upgrade, support that focus on quality over quantity, and perhaps even ask you to look at, what is necessary right now and what is just frivolous? What am I ready to transition away from? What is taking up too much space? Emotional space, energetic space, physical space. What is taking up too much? Because this is a beautiful clearing out that is designed to lighten your energy and fortify you. And that is how the North Node in Taurus is making energies clearer for us, where there's a sense of, this is the quality. This is what I want to live a good life. I'm realizing I don't need all of this. I don't even want all of this. It's basically understanding that the universe wants us to travel with a gratefulness that maybe we get detached from. Maybe we're too scattered, we're too distracted. There's things that we put off or we put away. We're like, not now, not now. It's too much. I can't handle it. But when you come back to center, when you come back to the core of what it means to live a good life, what are you choosing? What are you really choosing that is reflected in your lifestyle, reflected in your world, reflected in how you move about your day? And this could be an energy that shows you what you just no longer want. It feels heavy. It's exhausting. It doesn't matter. There's too much of it. It's cheap. Whatever it might be for you. So this is a quality over quantity checking in period. And you could be assessing and discerning some things here in a way that even surprises you. Now, because it takes Saturn so long to move through a full cycle of the zodiac, nearly 30 years. This is where you could be making some big life choices around what no longer reflects the type of life you want to lead. It doesn't relate to your values. It doesn't relate to what is important to you. So it's interesting how we also have this energy in the background as eclipse season comes in, returning us to, it's like a quiet certainty. It's a quiet energy because both Pisces and Taurus are softer. They're internal. They're listening and receptive. And it's like, just be very aware of what you're hearing right now, because there's something around it that could actually feel quite solid. Saturn loves something solid, clear, and known. And this could be what has been whispering at you, what has been trying to get your attention, but it's not going to be front and center. It's just going to be right over there, off to the side, and you keep getting drawn to it. You keep looking at it. And you're like, what is this? What's going on here? It's a message from your soul. It's a message from your soul asking you to check in with how you're living your life and really being clear on what that means to you right now. I also feel that this North Node in Taurus, which has been directing us and redirecting us into simpler choices, simpler understandings. It removes what's complicated. It removes the drama. It removes the slime. Like, I'm seeing toxic slime. And that's because it's also working with that South Node in Scorpio. And so the lower energies of Scorpio are definitely the toxic slime and what has been emotionally intense and has felt even powerless, overwhelming, triggering, almost like super messy. And now the energy is, I'm going to go to where it's clearer and simpler, and I'm going to make that choice because that's how I want to live my life. That's the upgrade. That's the quality. That's what feels very easy and supportive. So I feel like this sextile from Saturn and Pisces, again, it could be a very quiet understanding. It could be something you've been sitting with, you've been feeling it, you're just understanding, wow, there's something here that I'm really meant to trust. Do keep that in your awareness as we move into these bigger energies, because there's something coming through that is a beautiful gift from spirit, a beautiful gift, a blessing, something that is designed to also affirm your self-value and your self-worth. So it's actually kind of nice to see how this North Node in Taurus is a little bit quieter and smoother now because it's no longer interacting with Uranus and Taurus or Mars and Taurus. Remember those energies from last June, July, August of 2022? That's when that North Node in Taurus was really ramped up and triggered, reckless, impulsive, saying too much, spouting off, just a giant wild card. Now, what have you learned from that? How has that played out? How does that feel? What came up for you in those energies that now you're understanding? I don't want that anymore. I don't need to be that way in my life. I don't want to show up like that. That could also be part of what you're feeling over the second half of April. Almost like a character shift or a character development here is unfolding where there's no longer a need maybe to have certain levels of intensity. It's almost like trusting what is calmer and quieter to guide you forward. Now, because the Aries solar eclipse is so big, we're going to see that coming out and coming through in multiple ways because it works with everyone and it works with them at their level of consciousness. So the more conscious we are of these energies, the more self-aware we can be, the more of even an observer of ourself, of what's coming up, what's coming through, that we're ready for next. Now, I do feel like this energy is rebellious and defiant. And either you could feel that in yourself or you could be experiencing that with others where they don't want to be told what to do. Who does, really? But it's also going to be ramped up. There's also going to be this ignition of self-sovereignty, an ignition of, I have to do this. I'm going to do this. No one can tell me not to. And so how do you work with that energy, both as the activator, the one experiencing that, as well as being on the receiving end of that. Because you could see this in your family, in your friendships, at work, in anywhere in your neighborhood or where you go in your life on a daily basis, where people could seem to be a little bit more, we'll call it difficult, or they're just trying or pushing boundaries because that's how they're testing themselves. They're testing the energy. What can I do with this? Where am I going to go next? How am I going to work with what is coming up and what is rising up? The universe is supporting us in blasting away any of our unconscious compliance, anywhere we have limited our needs or our power, anywhere we have held back what we're really ready to do in this lifetime. And so there could be very clear struggles here that open up, that are even complex at times, that are quite dynamic. But if you're dealing with this in your personal life or your personal world, one way to get to the core of the issue or the heart of the problem is to go right to what somebody really wants for themselves or what they really want in their life. And that could save you a lot of guesswork or having those ongoing conversations that never lead anywhere. It's almost like getting to a core truth, and that's what's rising up. That's what's coming up for us. And first, it can be very unconscious until we understand what is coming up or coming through. Now, this can be difficult if there's things that you're looking to control, especially in others or through others. This could be a time when it feels like you can't take care of things, like you're herding cats and the cats are just all over the place and you can't wrangle them or bring them in and it's just chaos. That's also what this energy is. And that's also where we come back to looking at what you can manage, how to reduce overwhelm, how to simplify, also how to stay true to yourself, perhaps even moment by moment, hour by hour, in order to navigate these very big changes that are coming through and hitting us both individually and collectively. Now, for starseeds and lightworkers, and those of you who have felt like black sheep and very different, this is going to perhaps be empowering for you, where you feel supported finally in doing the thing, following your path, going your own way, understanding this is what I'm here to do. This is how I want to show up. And no one's going to tell me otherwise. No one's going to hold me back from my truth, because that Pluto in Aquarius truth frequency that is being lit up with this Aries solar eclipse and into Taurus season is going to show you what needs to fall away or break apart, what needs to come down because it isn't connected to your own truth frequency. This is very creative energy, by the way. It's going to light something up in you. It's going to get you going, potentially, get you moving, get you grooving into something that maybe you thought wouldn't happen. You didn't think it would work. You weren't sure how it would come together. Something gets fired up, and that is part of the energy that takes us forward. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting a very funny memory coming up here of when I was 8 or 9. And my two brothers told me I couldn't go into their baseball card shop because I was a girl and there's no girls allowed in their baseball card shop. So, of course, I got fired up and I went and opened up my own baseball card shop. Thank you very much. And it didn't matter that it was in the family living room, so technically they could come into my baseball card shop with my 14 cards for sale. The point was, I was not going to be told no, and I wasn't going to be told no girls allowed. In fact, that only fired me up more. So this is the energy signature here, where it's almost like when someone tells you no, but you know you can do it or you want to do it, that just fuels the flames. And you're going to have the best darn baseball card shop in the family room ever in the whole neighborhood. Thank you very much. And then you're going to make the prices so high that they can't even afford to buy your baseball cards. All right, so you take the energy and you make it work for you. You move it forward. You say, this is what I'm going to do with this because I'm in my power with who I am now, what I've learned about myself, what I've been through. I feel like there's also something about this energy that reminds us of the value of time, that we only have so much time here on the planet, in this human experience, in these roles that we play lifetime after lifetime. And that could be part of this ignition switch where you're understanding, I've got to do this now. I've got to move in this direction. This is what I've always wanted. This is what I've dreamed about. This is where I want to put my energy and move it forward. So again, remember, this energy will play out over the course of 2 years. And so it's not as if something might happen on April 19th and 20th. Rather, the energy comes in, it opens up, it continues to evolve and expand. So look at what you're feeling is potentially bursting open or bursting through. This energy is going to be the most powerful for those who have points and planets at 29 degrees of the cardinal sign. So 29 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and 0 degrees of the fixed signs, those being Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. So this energy will be working with you the most powerfully, but it's going to be working with all of us collectively regardless, meaning everyone's going to be feeling it, but some people are going to be feeling it at a level 11 and others are going to feel it at a level 2. So know that that's part of how these energies work. It's how we keep energies in balance on the planet too, because just think about how crazy it would be if everybody's at an 11 all the time, always. The Earth's energy would not be able to be in balance or to sustain that much. So know that this is also where the eclipse is going to work with you more personally if you have planets or points, 29 degrees of the cardinal signs, 0 degrees of the fixed signs. And then the energy signature changes when we go into the May 5th Scorpio lunar eclipse, which I'll be talking about shortly. So remember, this is a time to consciously neutralize what you're complete with, what you're done with, to not put any more energy towards it, to not make it a priority when you can feel that you're complete, that you're done, that now it can be null and void, to set yourself free, to set yourself free into the next direction, the new path, or even the new energies that you want to live from. What energies do you want to live from right now? Because that's certainly what is going to continue to open up for us. And if you don't know, if you're wanting that, feeling it and sensing it, but you don't have a clear understanding, then simply set your intention to ask and to receive. Ask the universe to provide clarity, to provide an answer or understanding. Ask the universe to give you that direction and to make it clear, to make it so clear you won't even miss it. You won't even miss it. And if the universe is like, it is time for you to open up a baseball card shop in the family living room, you're like, I'm here for it. I'm doing it. Okay, so make sure that it's a very evident, clear answer that you receive. And that alone can be very validating and invigorating and support you in moving through these very dynamic energies of 2023. For those of you who have asked, yes, you can still join the 2023 Soul Growth Astrology Program, where you can see how these eclipse energies are working with you this year. So I'll put the link below the podcast, and then you can see what is coming up for you in your chart, what is being activated, what area of life is going to change for you during the eclipse cycles. And it's always good to have those heads up. So do check out that program. It goes through all the big astrology of 2023, including the upcoming Venus retrograde in Leo, which works with the nodes of fate. Some big changes in relationships are coming up. We talk about the Mercury retrograde, so you can see where this Mercury retrograde in Taurus is going to be working with you. And then, of course, all four eclipses and all the other big energies. So do check that out. It's one way you can deepen your astrological knowledge as well as actively practice it and get to know your chart and your energies even better. There won't be an astrology podcast on Monday, April 17th because I'm going to be traveling with my parents. It's important for me to have quality time with my parents right now, something that my teenage self would absolutely cringe about, but it's important now. So I won't be doing a podcast on Monday. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we will keep rocking and rolling through this eclipse season energy. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Do check out all the videos I'm creating for you over on YouTube. And then you can find out all about the current offers and programs over at mollymccord.online. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead, beautiful support for neutralizing anything that you're ready to be complete with, and then, of course, some powerful activations here as we move into eclipse season. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here really soon.